Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and of course, a huge day today.
Oh, boy.
Former FBI Director James Comey set to testify at 10 a.m. We'll be carrying it live on WAMC. Of course, the question is obstruction of justice, Alan.
Well, that's right. Did the president try to get a sworn official of the United States government not to do his job? And does that amount to obstruction of justice? Now, there are two things you got to remember here. There seems to be a huge debate, and I've never quite understood this, that you cannot indict a sitting president. You can only impeach. Impeach, of course, is a political crime. Indictment is a criminal action. So I keep asking myself, let's say he broke the law. He went to Comey and said, please don't fulfill your duties here with Flynn, with General Flynn. Then you say, okay, well, I get that. That's a political crime. But let's take it to the absurd. Let's say he kills his wife. I don't mean he should kill his wife. I'm just using this as an example. You mean to say you couldn't indict him for killing his wife till after you impeach him? That seems to me to be absurd. I mean, you can indict governors. Why can't you indict presidents? And of course, as we have said it so many times, if the Supreme Court says that that's the way it is, well, then that's the way it is. In any case, he fires Comey. Why does he fire Comey? Well, it's quite obvious. He told it to his Russian counterparts. It took the pressure off of him, he thought. Of course, it was stupid, and he ended up putting more pressure on himself. But he fires Comey. Now Comey comes here to the television sets around America, and he says, I walked in there, and I didn't want to be left alone with him. And I asked specifically not to be left alone with him. I asked the Attorney General of the United States. So certainly he should have known something. Now you have the Attorney General of the United States under pressure from the president for allegedly, at least, doing his job and stepping aside and recusing himself in the Russian investigation because he forgot to tell Congress about a couple of meetings with the Russians, one of many on the Trump team. And Trump is now tweeting and saying that his attorney general is the guy who he appointed, who was the one United States senator who is for him, and showing once again that he is loyal to nobody but himself. And that is the background that we walk into with our television sets on and America sitting around watching this ball of twine, as I have said again and again, unfold some more. Now, on top of all of this, David, we get the news from Quinnipiac that his numbers have gone down yet another point. When they get into the 20s, that's when you're going to watch the Republicans making up their minds that their interests are not with him.
Meantime, President Trump has nominated Christopher Wray, FBI director, pretty much, as far as I can tell, seen as a straight shooter by most.
Maybe, maybe not. Because the first question he's going to get asked in his confirmation hearings are, did the president ask you whether or not you would be personally loyal to him? And that is interesting because one has to at least think if he fired one because he wasn't personally loyal, he would ask the next one who's going to be personally loyal. Well, what do we have to go on? Listen, we know what he's done up to now, he, Trump, but we can only guess that he's not going to want anybody in there that he, quote, can't work with.
Finally, Alan, polling stations have opened across Britain in an election to choose a new government. Of course, Theresa May called a snap election. As it says in my AP copy here, the campaign, quote, did not go according to plan.
You and I once knew a politician, David, who got involved in something, but we got a report back after somebody tried to make it all right with that politician. It, quote, didn't go well. Well, it didn't go well for Theresa May. A couple of things have happened that are not funny, one of which is the terrible Manchester affair and everything else that has happened. And she's got to act tough in order to get reelected. She thought it was going to be easy, but they thought Brexit was going to be easy also. And it cost her predecessor his job. Now, when people are fearful, they often go in another direction. So that is a possibility. We see her numbers declining. Clearly, she wanted a huge election victory so that she could do the Brexit properly. If she survives reelection, that'll be something, but it won't be what she wanted. And now we have to just see whether or not people's fears get them to give up on their political candidate, as we have seen Donald Trump trying in the United States to play on people's fears to give him more of a mandate.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David, as always. And I have to say one more thing, and that is, you know, it's 2 days out from the fund drive. It's hard to believe. But once again, we want to thank everybody. I want to emphasize how important it is that you folks have all done what you needed to do to keep this radio station going. And we so much appreciate it, every single one of us.